Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chris Bishop. Chris, I need your website again, please.
ImprovisingCareers.com. Talks about the workshops that I run about how to succeed at jobs that don't exist yet.
There you go, folks. That's where he's focusing, and we benefit from that, including some of the jobs that need to be done these days that maybe we're going to do in a little bit of an extraordinary way, a little bit of a different kind of a way, and some of the freelance stuff that's out there right now is what I'm talking about. And you focus on that, Chris. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So the segue from available learning resources, what we've been talking about for the past few minutes. The logical segue is that there are lots of resources as well, actual people, carbon-based life forms, you know, human beings with skills and talent and expertise that you, the small business owner, can leverage without having to identify headcount or fund a budget item that puts somebody on your payroll. There's lots and lots of resources, people that can do things, everything from writing to designing and producing videos to just sort of tasks around the office even. So some of these online marketplaces are available to, they're all available to any small business owner. The one that I like to cite is Upwork, and I do some work for Institute for the Future, which is a think tank in Palo Alto, California. I do some research and writing for them, and they use this tool, Upwork. I always encourage your listeners to write that down. It's an online freelancer marketplace, and you can both look for work and you can post jobs there if you need some marketing material written, or you need like a podcast written, or you need somebody to do some research into what your customers are interested in or what competitors are doing. There are very talented resources there that you can engage.
We use freelancers a lot in our publishing work.
Yeah.
And we've got one freelancer that we do. He's the most amazing copy editor I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He doesn't bill us enough. He doesn't charge us enough. When he gives
us
an invoice, I always pay him more than he invoices me for. I mean, my point is, folks, you can get a lot of good work done, high quality work done, without breaking the bank.
Yeah, and it's you have to sort of understand how these marketplace tools work, but they're basically websites, and you go into the website, and you can put in a request. It doesn't have to be elaborate or fancy or over-engineered. You know, I need someone to write some marketing material for me. These are the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
This is the budget I'm thinking of allocating. This is the timing. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised at the kinds of responses you, small business owners, would get from this kind of thing.
You know, and can I ask you about the budgeting part? Because I don't like putting in my budget because I would rather know what they're willing to offer me and tell me how much that costs because you know, the only thing worse than paying $1,000 for a good project is paying $500 for half of that project. You know what I mean?
No,
for
sure.
Half the quality.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm very much likely to pay more if I think the quality is going to be that much better.
Yeah, you don't want to bid against yourself.
Sometimes you'll foreclose some people from bidding if you give them some. So is it in your mind, is it okay not to put a price in, not to put a budget in?
Well, I think that actually there are ways to put in, because the implication, right, is level of quality, right, and expertise.
Right.
Tied to, right? So someone who charges you $3 an hour probably won't do as good a job as someone who charges you $300 an hour.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's a general statement. But so typically you put sort of like a tool like Upwork and some of these other marketplaces, you can put a range, right, like expert, and you put sort of, it's sort of like Yelp even or TripAdvisor, you know, $1 to $3 signs kind of thing.
Right.
So you could say that the range is $3 if you need something done really well and done quickly. And and about Chris, a lot of mitigation.
Where this is really important these days is because we're in the middle of a crisis right now of finding qualified people to work for us. We might have to take the people we have under our roof and have them do things that under people only can do under your roof, and assign jobs that they might have done otherwise to, if it can be done outside of your four walls, to one of these freelancers, right? Last thoughts quickly.
Absolutely, No, reinforce the idea that there are lots of skills out there. I mean, another tool that I've used is something called Fiverr, F-I-V-R-R.
Right.
And I produced several videos, like sort of corporate industrial level videos with a kid.
Good information, Chris. I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Right.
Come back soon. Chris Bishop.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.